Nathan Segura, Vic Carucci. I can't wait for this one. Joining us now on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, to talk about a guy interviewing for the Browns head coaching job, Mike Pettine, man who played for him with the New York Jets, the one and only, the analyst of the year, the new analyst of the year on that other pregame show on CBS Sports Network, and the fine man, one half of the Ballin' or Fallen team on the same show, the one and only Bart Scott. Bart, what's up, bro?
What's up, Bones, man? How many jobs do you have, man?
I'm a hard worker, Bart. I got...
You sure you ain't got a little Jamaican in you, man? You got three jobs, man.
Three jobs, man. Right near the beach, boy. Bart, how are you doing today, bro?
I'm good, man. When I saw the Ohio number, I thought I won a free trip to
paradise? It's a little cold here.
Hey, Bart. Bart, Vic Carucci here.
And, Vic Caruso is with us.
Yes,
I told
Nathan the story about your little locker room thing after you guys had moved on to the AFC Championship game. I had written something critical about the Jets, doubting their ability to get there. You clearly read it on NFL.com at the time and called me out, except you called me Vic Caruso, which was a little damaging to my ego, but you made your point.
Hey, man, I only got an associate's degree, man. I never put a point there.
Oh, man.
Oh, Bart. So we were talking about Mike Pettine, and I figured who better to talk to than you. What do you think about him? You think he's a guy who could be a head coach here in the NFL and help this Cleveland Browns franchise with his leadership?
Well, I think when you think about Mike Pettine, you want to talk about his pedigree. You know, I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with him, but you know, he's a guy who worked his way up through the top. But his dad is a legendary Pennsylvania coach. I think he's in the Pennsylvania Hall of Fame. Mike Pettine learned from him. You know, he started as a Pennsylvania head coach, you know, and never beat his dad, oddly enough. So he decided to move to the NFL. he started off when I first met Mike Pettine. He was, you know, he was a GA. He was filming practice. And, you know, he had the ability to learn under some of the greatest coaches, you know, I believe that's, you know, in the NFL. If you think about, you know, the people that he's learned from, people always talk about the Bill Belichick tree and the Bill Parcells tree. But a Brian Belichick, the Brian Billick tree is pretty impressive, too. You think about Greg Roman, Vic Fangio, Rex Ryan, Mike Nolan, Mike Singletary, Mike Smith. You know, he learned underneath all these guys. And I think he's ready for the task, you know. And I think if you want to talk about, you know, the talent that you have there in Cleveland, you know, and that defensive personnel that you have, you know, you want somebody who's familiar with the division, first of all, because he spent 7 years in it. And he understands the division and the type of football and the brand of football that Cleveland, you know, is accustomed to and the nastiness that the city craves for, and he can bring that. He's a very smart guy. He's the computer guy for us. He was a guy that did a lot of technical stuff, so he can handle the PowerPoint. He can motivate. He's a no-nonsense type of guy.
Bart, when you coach with guys like Rex Ryan, as Mike did when you guys were together in Baltimore, you mentioned Mike Smith, you mentioned some really prominent names. It's easy to be overshadowed by that. And then with the Jets, it was Rex's team, of course, his defense, but Mike was the guy in charge of, I guess, the defensive detail. Explain as a player the type of coaching points or the specific coaching that Mike did that connected with you guys on the field, knowing full well, again, this was Rex's show by and large.
Well, it's Rex's show and it's Rex's program. It's Rex's system. But it was up to him to interpret Rex's system. And everybody does things a little differently. And he decided to make that lateral shift because he wanted to show that it wasn't just a Rex show, that he was a great defensive mind as well. You know, he made that lateral shift. And people thought it was something between him and Rex. Well, he just wanted to get an opportunity to have this type of opportunity and to get the credit that he deserved. And, you know, the Buffalo Bills set his 10th in the league. When has Buffalo ever been able to state that? You know, without a prominent offense, with, you know, young quarterbacks turning the ball over, giving other teams, you know, additional possessions. And they still managed to be second in the league in sacks and also to finish 10th, you know. Top 10, you know, who can say that? That shows that he knows what he's talking about. But what it's going to be incumbent on is, you know, you guys have a lot of, you know, young defensive talent, but you also have a great offensive, you know, talent with Cameron and Gordon. And, you know, I think it's going to be great to see if he can put together a great coordinator. I think it's going to come down to what type of staff he can put together. You know, we know he can handle the defense, but you need offense as well. You guys have some weapons. You know, just get you a solid quarterback in there.
That's right. Definitely get us a quarterback. And I know when he was with the Ravens, he was the outside linebacker coach, and that's a position that the Browns invested heavily in. Barkevious Mingo, Jabal Sheard, Paul Kruger, who came from the Ravens last year. When you look at that group, does that seem like a group that with the multiple hybrid fronts that Mike Pettine likes to use, that he could get the best out of?
Well, he has the tools. You know, and what he's good at is taking what you do well and putting you in a position to succeed. You know, he can be a little creative recruiter who I think didn't have the year that I think the Browns anticipated him having. But it takes some imagination. You know, be it putting the Darius Thomas back in the day at corner, blitzing him from the safety spot, moving around different, you know, spots. You think about pieces like Kruger and Mingo, people that are versatile athletes. You know, he did the same thing with a guy like Manny Lawson last year, and being able to put them in situations to dictate, you know, protection, where they can draw up the one-on-one. You know, sometimes, you know, these coordinators, they put these guys, they're like deer on the lawn. You know, a great coordinator can disguise and create one-on-one matchups. If he has enough, he's a very talented defense, especially with a lockdown corner and Joe Hayden, that he can really, you know, have some fun because he can lock down one side of the field.
Bart, explain how a guy with defensive pedigree as a coach can still bring about offensive success. Just your experiences of being around this game, and we know that head coaches come usually from one side or the other of the ball, but the game, once they're the head coach, it's all about everything working well. And maybe, I don't know how far you could take this with Mike Pettine, but you know how he would be able to, because the key is managing the whole team and understanding, right, with the Browns, that you got to get this quarterback and this offensive thing right too.
Of course. But tell me this, who knows more about offense than somebody who has their life and their livelihood depends on stopping it?
Right.
He knows what a good offense looks like. He knows what formation gives defenses problems. He knows, you know, what formation, what matchup, how to dictate things on the other side. It works both ways. You know, Bill Belichick is what? A defensive guy. He comes from being a defensive coordinator back in the day. And, you know, he knows you have to surround yourself with great teachers. You have a young team. So you have a great lockdown left tackle that you don't have to worry about pressure coming from the left side. You know, I think you guys have to improve the guard play there. You know, I love O'Neal Cousins to death. I played with him back in Baltimore, but he struggled last year. You have to get great guard play because you have to be able to move guys to be able to pass games. And if, you know, you can get some offensive talent. I mean, I think the Trent Richardson trade, you know, I was against it at first, but turned out to be a home run. You know, I think other than Jim Brown, I think Nathan Zagura was the happiest man on the planet.
Yes, he was.
Yes, I was. Bart, the last question for you. I know you play with some guys who are good motivators. Maybe they weren't as prepared all the time like a Mike Singletary, but still a motivator in his own way. Mike Pettine, I think that's one of the things that this team needs, is they need an identity. They need someone to come in and lead this young team and say, follow me. This is the way, the path to victory. This is how we win as a team, as an organization. This is what we need. Can Mike Pettine bring that to Cleveland?
I think he can, because not only he's from the Midwest, he understands, you know, what that means and what that's all about. There's nothing fancy about the Midwest. It's blue collar, it's hard working. Not only that,
we have to be ballers on a budget in the Midwest, Bart.
Yeah, exactly. Ballers on a budget. The cost of living is no flash and dash. You know what I'm saying? It's all about substance. It's about being, you know, creating a brand. He's been on the other side when batteries have been thrown at him. He understands that fan base. He understands the beer bottles being thrown. You know, I was a part of that. We understand that. We understand how nasty and how passionate those fans are, how hungry they are for a winner. And he knows how to beat that division. You know, he knows all the tricks, all the insider info, you know, that sometimes I share with you on the show about Ben Roethlisberger, about what his heel up means, about what his heel flat means. All the tricks, all the insider details about Joe Flacco, about Ray Rice. So he can bring an in-depth knowledge of how to stop those guys within that division, because he's, you know, not only did he spend time with that coaching staff, but also he spent time defeating and learning all the idiosyncrasies of how to stop that division.
And how did he do? Because when he was there in New York and also in Baltimore, there was a lot of veteran leadership on those teams on the defensive side of the ball. And he was a guy, it sounds to me like, that was able to incorporate with that, work with them, and still be the leader, even though there were so many great veterans.
Listen, anytime you got to deal with Terrell Suggs, Medalius Thomas, Trevor Price, he wasn't in the inside. You got your hands full, you know, and he was able to communicate and give them the respect of a veteran, you know, team, but also be able to coach them as well, which is a delicate balance, you know. But, you know, and he doesn't inherit that problem in Cleveland because he has a lot of young guys, you know, other than Jaquel Jackson and some of the other guys that don't know nothing. So, you know, it's important for them to shut up, get their pencil and learn. Because they're trying to take their defense to heights that he's been. We've been, you know, underneath this system. We've been number one 3-4 times.
Yep.
We've been number two. I've never finished less than 10th in my NFL career.
Yep.
11 years. He knows what that's all about. He knows about creating an identity and a brand that people have to respect. He knows what it means that when you come to that tunnel, you know you're in for a long day.
Yeah, and that's what I think this Browns team need, that identity, that physicality, that edge.
That Bart Scott edge.
That's right. Bart, are you going to come back and play for the Browns? You want to come bring some of that to us?
Hey, man, I just got out the gym, baby. You know, don't call it a comeback.
You've been here for years. All right, man, thank you so much for stopping by. I will see you in NYC for that other pregame show on CBS Sports Network this Sunday at 9 a.m.
Anything for you,
boss. I appreciate it, man. Bart. The great Bart Scott, ladies and gentlemen. We'll be back. Hour number two of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.